This is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's Thursday, March 2nd. University of Georgia staffer Chandler LaCroix's blood alcohol level was 0.197, twice the legal limit, and she was traveling 104 miles per hour just before the fatal January 15th crash that led to her death and the death of offensive lineman Devin Willick. In a Wednesday release, the Athens-Clark County Police Department said UGA football star Jalen Carter and LaCroix were racing before the fatal crash. Police investigators found alcohol impairment, racing, reckless driving, and speed contributed to the crash. Athens police say LaCroix, 24 years old, was driving a 2021 Ford Expedition rented by the University Athletics Association for the weekend's national championship celebration. LaCroix's family could not immediately be reached for comment. Up next, the chief executive of electric vehicle startup Rivian took to the state capitol on Wednesday, working to forge friendships under the Gold Dome and reinforce the company's long-term commitment to Georgia and its future $5 billion factory. A celebratory Rivian Day with state leaders was a show of unity that came at a tumultuous time for the company, which said on Tuesday it lost $6.8 billion in 2022 as it struggled with supply chain problems that dogged the vehicle manufacturer last year. To make up lost ground, the company said it expects to manufacture roughly 50,000 vehicles this year at its existing factory in Illinois, more than doubling its 2022 output. Rivian told shareholders it will narrow its losses this year as the production issues that have plagued the manufacturer become easier to handle. In an interview with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Rivian CEO R.J. Scaringe said his company's future profitability is staked on its planned Georgia factory, which will manufacture a new crossover targeting mass markets. In other news, just weeks after a major rate increase began hitting many Georgians' electricity bills, Georgia Power is asking to collect an even bigger sum from ratepayers to cover the cost of the coal, gas, and nuclear fuel used in its power plants. The company wants ratepayers to pay a tab of at least $2.1 billion to cover past fuel expenses and expected future ones. But customers could be on the hook for an even larger sum of $2.6 billion if fuel prices bounce back to near their pandemic-era highs. If Georgia Power's request is approved, the average customer's bill could go up anywhere between $17 and $23 per month, starting June 1st. The Georgia Public Service Commission, the five-member elected body that regulates the utility, will have the final say on whether to approve or tweak the company's ask. However, since Georgia Power does not earn profits on fuel expenses, utility regulators have traditionally allowed those costs to be passed on to customers with little adjustment. And Governor Brian Kemp's administration raised sharp concerns that the Buckhead cityhood effort could violate a range of Georgia laws, delivering a devastating blow to the secession movement, as lawmakers consider a renewed push to split Atlanta into two municipalities. Kemp Executive Counsel David Dove outlined nearly a dozen questions about the constitutionality of the two bills that cleared a Senate panel this week, warning in a memo late Tuesday that they could reshape local governments in ways that ripple into a future of unforeseen outcomes. Writing that they demand evaluation for the unique constitutional and statutory challenges they pose, Dove challenged lawmakers to meaningfully resolve the issues before taking further action. It was the first time Kemp's office raised serious issues about the breakaway push this year, and it could damage the effort's chances ahead of a vote on the cityhood measures by the full Senate chamber that's tentatively set for Thursday. The memo came just after a Senate committee approved Senate Bills 113 and 114 on Monday, giving Buckhead City boosters their first legislative success.
Spoken Layer.